In a quiet office near downtown Santa Rosa, Steve Schneider helps nurture the future. Schneider is the sole staff of the Sawyer Center, a no-cost, one-stop resource for prospective inventors.
So I teach people about copyrights, trademarks, and patents, about taking a product to market from start to finish. So clients come to me and we sit down and we discuss what their product is or how long they've been in business. They need marketing, packaging, how to work a trade show, how to find sales reps, how to expand their product. And I teach them all of that, coach them right through the whole start to finish program. And we have great success stories all around the country today.
And the range of people who seek out his advice is just as varied.
I get people from all walks of life, from high-tech products to low-tech, and it doesn't matter how old they are. Everybody at some point said, gee, why didn't I think of it? Or I've always had this idea for this great thing, but I never did anything with it. And 10 years later, it's out on the market, and they come to me and they say, somebody stole my idea. Well, not really. You should have acted on it real quick.
Often when people get an idea, their first move is to apply for a patent. But that's not what Schneider recommends.
I have clients come to see me and they've already spent almost $10,000 on a patent and they can't get any takers for it. They can't get it licensed. They don't have enough money to go to market. And that's where it fails. There's over 7.5 million patents that have been issued. 98% go nowhere.
There are two other things that are far more important than a patent, Schneider says. The first is marketing.
In my product development class, I write right up on my whiteboard, 98% is all marketing. Going to the media, getting press releases, walking and attending trade shows. If you don't do that, you fail. It does not go anywhere. And so many people, and again, a lot of inventors keep it a secret. You have to go out there and market the product and get the interest for it and then manufacture it.
The second requirement is perseverance.
Out of 100% of people that come in, 5% will be lucky that they can actually do this. A lot of them lose interest. A lot of them don't have the money to do it. A lot of them have families they have to provide for. They have daytime jobs. And they let this thing just drag on. They still come to me for consulting, and I encourage them. And I say, if you really want to get this thing to market, you've got to work 7 days a week, search everything out, get the product produced, and hopefully we can get business plans arranged for you to go out and get funding.
And that, ultimately, is the essential step Schneider can help facilitate, making connections between an investor who has done his due diligence and potential investors.
With this CBD program that I'm involved with now, California Business Development, right here in Santa Rosa, it's a group of entrepreneurs and people that are in business to help people like this to get their product started, their business started, all of that.
So where are the opportunities for today's would-be inventors? Take an existing product already in use, Schneider suggests, and find a way to make it better.
You've got to think of a new use of something and add something that can have recyclable features, green, safe, easy to use, and it's got to be a real user-friendly product, and it's got to be cost-effective, too.
Funded in part by the Federal Small Business Association, the Sawyer Center is part of the Small Business Development Center hosted by Santa Rosa Junior College. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.